Reconstructionist Radio presents a War Room production. The Hellraiser Report. With the fire-breathing Christian, Scott Allen Buss.
Howdy y'all, this is Scott from FireBreathingChristian.com, and what we want to touch on here today in this installment of the Hellraiser Report is building bridges throughout the culture, engaging the culture in the big ways, the little ways, and everything in between. We want to conquer every realm for Christ, and so we need to be thinking about how we engage on every front, on every battlefield, in God's creation. And now already I'm using sort of the grand strategic and even tactical sort of language that this whole Reconstructionist Radio thing is all about, and we as theonomists, or those of us who are of a theonomic mindset and we're into the Reconstruction idea, the beauty of that, we love it, it invigorates us, it molds us, it inspires us. We're used to applying those ideas to the big grand items or issues at the top of our agenda: civil government, law, economics. And that's awesome. We obviously need to be applying these things there, but we also need to be mindful and serious and detail-minded about seeking out and seizing opportunities in every realm of God's creation, so that what we might call the little things or the lesser things, not that they necessarily are, but we label them that way, and I'm not going to get into that all right now, but the smaller things, like a lot of times the arts or different subsets of the arts. You think of like comic books, movies, music, all these sorts of things. And then you get down into comedy, satire, parody. And that's something I want to focus on here today in this installment of the Hellraiser Report. And the reason that I want to get into that now, why I'm right, this is on my mind at this moment in a way that it wasn't even just a week and a half or two ago, is that, and this might not seem connected, but bear with me for just a moment, what you're listening to right now is not actually the second installment of the Hellraiser Report. It is the third recorded episode of the Hellraiser Report, though it will be the second one in the feed and at the website, and for all intents and purposes, when you're dropping by the Reconstructionist Radio site, this is episode two. So why does this matter? I mean, who cares? Why am I burdening you or boring you with the fact that this is actually the third installment, not the second, but you're going to hear it second, because that's where we're putting it. Well, here's why. Here's the deal. I had recorded an episode, another 15-minute-ish episode of the Hellraiser Report, discussing certain things that I thought might fit better on the other end of discussing something that sort of came up in my life and came up in a practical way that might help to connect some dots and help us all to be a little better equipped and more encouraged as we go about the business of trying to figure out exactly how we practically seize certain opportunities as they present themselves for us to actually and actively engage in the culture and try to take the hills that God places before us on the battlefield. And a particular hill that came into sight, at least from my perspective, in a particular way over the last week or two, had to do with satire and comedy and humor and how those things might be reclaimed, brought into submission, subjugation to Christ, and then used in that mode to advance his kingdom. And those particular ideas took root in my mind in a particular way over the last week and a half or so, because I had seen the launch of a new website. And now there is an old website, or oldish, I think he's been doing it for 3 or 4 years now, Adam Ford. Many of you are probably familiar with Adam Ford. If you go to Adam, A-D-A-M, the number 4 and D, Adam Ford, with a number 4 instead of F-O-R, AdamFord.com, the guy does a great little webcomic, and he touches on a lot of wonderful issues. He does a good job of conveying certain important and sometimes challenging truths in a webcomic format. And over the course of the last 3 or 4 years, and through a lot of hard work on his part, he's built a pretty huge audience, myself included. I mean, I love what the guy does. I really appreciate what he does. And it was somewhere in the beginning of, early on in March, that I discovered that on March 1st, Adam Ford had launched a satire-based, sort of a Christianized version of The Onion, or maybe a better way of putting it would be a Christian response to, or correction of, The Onion. And now The Onion, for those of you who don't know, and I'm not sure how you could exist, but I'm sure somewhere out there, someone doesn't know what The Onion is. It's a satirical newspaper knockoff kind of thing that covers every area of life in the format of a newspaper, but it's all satire. It's a satirical look at everything, and it's very well written, very well done, professional through and through, high quality, funny stuff. And yet, since it's coming from an unbelieving, antagonistic to Christ worldview perspective, there's a lot of awful stuff in there. It's used to point people in anti-Christian directions, and it's doing that effectively through the use of wonderful comedy in certain ways. Now, some of it's just rancid and rotten, of course, but there's much of this stuff that is so well done and so genuinely funny and good, and the mingling of that, those skills and those talents and the polished abilities of these writers and these folks who are putting together this website, they're using it in a way that undermines the culture because it's all rooted ultimately in an anti-Christian worldview. And of course, The Onion is very popular, so it's very powerful. It's a powerful mover of attitudes. It shifts the culture. It has an impact. And so what was beautiful about Adam Ford and what he was doing is that he's coming along, he sees what they're doing, satire, parody at The Onion, he sees how powerful it is, he has an appreciation of it, and yet as a Christian man, he understands this can't be left uncountered or uncorrected or unconfronted. And so he, instead of just cursing the darkness, just talking about how bad the culture's become and how rotten and smutty and cesspool-like comedy has become, instead of just doing that, and again, I want to pause here, there's nothing wrong with noting those truths. I'm not a believer in the ultimatum or the proposition that you have to either choose to curse the darkness or light a candle. I mean, I'm all for doing both. We can multitask, right? I mean, let's curse the darkness and light a candle. And the way that Adam Ford has lit the proverbial candle here is that what he has done, instead of just being content to complain about what's wrong with comedy, what's wrong with satire, and how sad it is that the culture is just going to hell in a handbasket because of all the horrible, horrible comedy that's out there and the evil parts of The Onion and whatnot, what he's done is he's introduced a Christian correction of The Onion. A Christian approach to satire. It's called the Babylon Bee. He launched it on March 1st, and man, since it was launched, it has taken off. It is so well done. It is so beautifully presented and so smooth, clean, taken seriously right out of the gate. And it's really the popularity of the thing really rocketed quick. And that obviously is a very good thing. We need to celebrate that. We need to appreciate what Adam Ford has done in launching this site in that context. And so for me, though, as I'm looking at this and I'm seeing the beautiful thing that Adam Ford has done, and yet I'm seeing that his approach, which while I very much appreciate it, he's not, from what I understand, and I don't know him personally, don't want to pretend to here on the air, but he's not presenting what we as Reconstructionists would understand to be the more detailed, deeper, heavier, necessary theology in his approach to this satirical website. Now look, on its face, I just got to say, there's nothing wrong with that. He doesn't need to be doing that. I am not advocating here a uniform approach to satire, or that certain corners of theology have to all be brought in and mixed in properly in a certain way according to my personal formula to qualify. No, man, I love what Adam Ford is doing. But the reason I bring this up is that I saw here, when I'm watching this all happen over the course of just the last week, and I started really paying attention to it about a week and a half ago, following it daily and noting, man, this is there's some really good stuff in here. There's some stuff that, like, but he's done it. He's out there doing it. He's engaging, and it is taking off. It's making an impact. It's encouraging Christians. It's equipping them a little more. And most importantly, I think, or one of the most important points of this, is that it's demonstrating, it's modeling an attitude of conquest. We're not leaving this to the devil. Remember, as we covered in great detail in the introductory episode of the Hellraiser Report, the devil gets nothing. The gospel-fueled Great Commission, the mission we've been given, we're here to conquer every thought and every action in every realm of God's creation, subject it to Christ, and enjoy it then. Have it propagate throughout his creation. And that's everything. Everything means everything. It means art, science, and yes, comedy. economics, business, web design, and yeah, even satire and parody, all of these things. The devil gets nothing. He doesn't get a single comic book, superhero movie. He doesn't get a single punctuation mark or condiment. He gets nothing. We're here to take it all for Christ, by his grace and for his glory. So where this hit me and where this intersected in my week in a big way last week was that about a week and a half ago now, as you're listening to this on Wednesday, it would have been about 2 weeks ago that I really felt convicted and really compelled, just out of the blue. I'd had in my mind, as Adam said, when Adam wrote and announced that he was launching this website, he described how in his mind he'd had this idea of a Christian response to The Onion or something like it. It had been on his mind for a while. He just hadn't gotten around to it, but now he had. He's launching it, he's sharing it, but it had been back there kicking around for a while. It had been with me as well. When I read his notes on this, it was like, man, that is so right on. I can completely resonate with that. And so as I'm now, 2 weeks ago, reading the announcement, watching the website, and just blown away and so thankful for what he's doing, I'm then seeing the opportunity, hey, you know, I mean, why can't I do something like this? This seems like something I might be able to do well, and I might be able to take a different approach that would be helpful in different ways, sort of complementary to what Adam Ford and others out there may be doing. The idea that I had, though, was I wanted to be a little bit more hardcore, a little bit edgier, a little bit more... One of the things about Adam Ford's approach that's different from what I'm going to describe here in a moment is Adam's staying very focused on church. It's the church sort of constructive critique with tongue-in-cheek and some humor. And it's great. It is really great. It's a wonderful approach. But I wanted to do something a little more Onion-like in that I wanted to touch on everything in the culture, and I wanted to be pretty edgy. And when it was fitting, and it won't always be fitting, but when it's fitting, I wanted to really be as clearly theonomic reconstruction, presuppositional. I want that in there. You know, I saw this opportunity. I was encouraged so much by what Adam had done that I thought, hey, you know, I can do this. This is something I can do now. And while there are many things that I appreciate and admire from afar, I see people doing online or in person or in a storefront or whatever, there are many things I can't do. I thought, this is something I can do. And so what I did is I launched theendtimes.news. Theendtimes.news, if you want to check that out, and I would really appreciate any feedback y'all could shoot my way, this is what culminated in my week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I ended up spending over the course of about 3 or 4 days just really slamming this thing together, working hard on it because I want it to look good. I want it to be smooth. And I learned a lot from what Adam Ford had done. And I wanted to take that and I wanted to incorporate the perspectives that I have by the grace of God, just as Adam knows whatever he knows that is true by the grace of God. Same here, same for me, same for you, same for everybody. Everything's a gift from God. So now practically where the rubber meets the road as far as the Hellraiser report is concerned is there are two things I want to throw in here. First of all, for those of you who don't know, and why would you know, my day job, I work in the Tennessee General Assembly. I work for the legislature here in Nashville. And when we're in session, which we currently are, we're in session usually from the middle of January, usually ends somewhere in the middle of April, though there's not a set end time. When we're in session, my personal schedule is insane. I don't have much time for anything. So just trying to keep the Fire Breathing Christian blog going regularly, which by the grace of God I have, and start to work here with the folks at Reconstructionist Radio and getting the Hellraiser report done, that alone has been really challenging in ways that I'm thankful for. No complaints here. But to have this thing come up in the middle of it all, right in the middle, I'm just starting to try and get into the Hellraiser report groove. I'm about to redo and relaunch the Fire Breathing Christian podcast. I'm also reworking the Fire Breathing Christian website, which hopefully will be shifted over here in 2-3 weeks. All that's going on. And then in the middle of it all, I have this bomb go off. This opportunity is just staring at me. Adam Ford, by the grace of God, has shown me something here, and I've got to jump on it. That ends up taking 2 or 3 days of just intense extra work to get this thing off the ground. But I felt like it had to be done. It was fun doing it. I'm glad I did it. And I just wanted to throw it out there. I just wanted y'all to be encouraged to look for the opportunities. So sometimes we have to be careful what we pray for, because we'll get it. If we pray for opportunities to advance the kingdom, oftentimes they're going to come in areas that we didn't expect, maybe that we don't even, that's not our thing, or so we think. And they also don't tend to come on our schedules, you know. And so what I saw in this is an opportunity out of the blue, so to speak, with crystal clarity to jump on it. And what came out of that in a very, very, very short period of time during an intensely crazy busy time in my life. And I thank God at this point, I have to, for my wonderful wife, Holly, who has been so incredibly patient, gracious, and supportive through all this. But what we got out of it all? TheEndTimes.News. So obviously all of this is not according to schedule, not according to normal format. I did not plan on recording a show like this, but I thought with all the wackiness that had unfolded over the last couple of weeks, y'all might appreciate this, and more importantly, I hope you're encouraged by it. I don't know what each of you are called to do. I don't know what your skill sets are. I don't know the opportunities that are going to land in front of you today, tomorrow, or next week. But I just want to encourage you to have your eyes open. Be ready to seize those opportunities and run with them. So when we're thinking of that all-encompassing, everything-touching, everything-defining, gospel-fueled Great Commission, and we think of Colossians 1, 15 through 20, which we covered in some detail in the first installment of the Hellraiser Report, when we think about the fact that all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, all things were created by him, through him, and for him, and that all of them are being reconciled to him by the power of the cross, by the work on the cross, by his blood. That's what we're here for. And yes, that obviously defines our approach to law, economics, science, civil government, but it also applies completely and vitally to humor, satire, parody, all of it. We've got to go there. We've got to be looking for all of it. We've got to, as Reconstructionists, we've got to be about the business of looking for bridges to build into the culture. We can't just be known as the guys, the Reconstructionists, who have all these great, sober, serious, intellectual, academic ideas about, and they're biblical, they're all biblical, so it's good, but these ideas about how law needs to be understood, and how civil government needs to be practiced, and how economics need to be understood, and how business should be practiced. That's all vital. It's huge. Let's go there. But we need to be known as folks who really and truly don't just talk about an all-encompassing Great Commission and gospel and Christian worldview, but who live it out, and live it out happily. This is important too. Warm and with grace, loving people as we go along, lovingly confronting and lovingly correcting them, but not just on the subjects of law and economics and civil government, but also in the realms of art, comic books, toys, gaming, all of these things. The devil gets nothing. Remember, the devil gets nothing. We're here to seize it all. And one of the things we need to work on, I think, and we need to wonder about how to tackle satire, comedy, parody, those things. They're such powerful forces in the culture. That much is undeniable. And why have they been so powerful in a negative way? Because, as we well understand, Christians have ceded them to the enemy. So it is time for each of us to seek every opportunity we are given to take a hill or a foothill or a mountain for the kingdom, and that includes things like satire, parody, and comedy. And to that end, one small effort I'm making by the grace of God, TheEndTimes.News. Please check it out. And if whether it's your thing or it's not your thing, I do hope that at least this idea, this thing, curveball that came my way out of the blue as far as I was concerned over the last couple weeks, I hope it serves to inspire you all to be looking for these opportunities, whether they're the sorts that you expect or they fit into your schedule or not. When they come, and do pray that they come, also pray that you'll seize them, all for Christ's glory, all for the advance of the kingdom, and all to our eternal benefit. That's it for this edition of the Hellraiser Report. Thank you so much for your patience with me. Thank you for the enduring the curveball here that came my way. And hopefully, by the grace of God, this encourages you in some way that you can use, that'll inspire you to move, to do. One of the things, and this is mainly me preaching to myself, but I think that a lot of my brothers in this particular, from this particular perspective, a Reconstructionist perspective, we can understand that these books that we read and these thoughts that we have, these prayers that we make and the scripture that we absorb, it's so inspiring. And yet if you don't get off the wire, if you don't pop out of the blocks when the gun goes off, when an opportunity presents itself, we're not going anywhere here. We need to go. We need to do. We need to get out there and make things happen prayerfully and with our eyes fixed on the Lord all along the way. And that's basically the point I'm trying to make with this. Until next time, looking forward to talking with you soon. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Hellraiser Report with the fire-breathing Christian, Scott Allen Buss. Now get out there and raise the gates of hell.